This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Global FinTech Fest GFF 2026 in Mumbai this evening. The theme of GFF 2026 is Potential to Impact Agentic AI, Tokenization, Quantum, Trusted Connected Global Systems for Inclusive Finance. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said India is taking its fintech journey to new heights with innovation and inclusion at its core. He congratulated all the guests and delegates who have come from India and abroad to the Global FinTech Fest. He said this is his third consecutive year at the Global FinTech Fest, and this hat-trick shows how important they are for a Viksit Bharat. We now go over live to Mumbai, where Prime Minister Modi is addressing the Global FinTech Fest 2026 event.
अब एक नए अध्याय के लिए तैयार है। हमारी फिनटेक सक्सेस स्टोरी की अब तक की सफलता स्केल है, स्कोप है, सिक्योर सिस्टम है, डेमोक्रेटाइजेशन अब टेक्नोलॉजी है और जनता का ट्रस्ट है। इन्हीं कोर वैल्यूज को ध्यान में रखते हुए फिनटेक सेक्टर को नेक्स्ट जनरेशन इनोवेशन पर फोकस करना है। इसी आग्रह के साथ आप सभी को एक बार फिर से बहुत-बहुत शुभकामनाएं।
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development initiatives worth over 35,000 crore rupees in Vadodara in Gujarat. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation three key sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, marking the full completion and operationalization of the freight corridor network. Mr. Modi also flagged off freight train services from New Sanand, New Makarpura, New Umbargaon and New JNPT, along with a new passenger train service between Tanda Road and Vadodara, connecting remote tribal regions of Alirajpur to the national rail grid.
आज 2,800 किलोमीटर से अधिक का डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर प्रोजेक्ट पूरा हो गया। ये 21वीं सदी के भारत के लिए बहुत ऐतिहासिक कार्य संपन्न हुआ है। ये डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर इस बात का साक्षी है कि बीते 12 साल में देश की काम करने की संस्कृति कैसे बदली है।
During the program, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for three railway expansion projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees. He addressed a massive public rally following the inauguration of the newly built BJP office in Navsari. He called upon citizens and public representatives to turn social service and cleanliness into an effortless everyday habit while ensuring the last mile reach of developmental schemes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with numerous leaders during the BRICS summit, which will be held on 12th and 13th of this month in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said this during a media briefing in New Delhi today. On Russia-Ukraine conflict, the spokesperson said India is in touch with both the Ukrainian and Russian sides and is trying to see if there are ideas and suggestions that can contribute to the cessation of the conflict. Speaking on devastating flash floods in Nepal, Mr. Jaiswal said that India has expressed solidarity and sympathy with the people and government of Nepal. He added that India has responded promptly and will continue to support relief, rescue and reconstruction efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said 95 tons of relief material has so far been sent by 7 aircraft and some more relief material will be dispatched soon. Mr. Jaiswal said India-China ties are gradually moving in a positive direction. He added that this gradual normalization of ties, people-to-people ties, are very important. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold bilateral talks on the sidelines of BRICS summit. Addressing media at a virtual briefing in New Delhi, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said both leaders are expected to discuss issues of mutual interest. Mr. Peskov said Russia considers India a very important player in the global majority. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Colombo today on a three-day visit to Sri Lanka aimed at deepening bilateral defence and maritime cooperation. During his visit, the Defence Minister will hold talks with Sri Lanka's leadership on various issues. And that is the end of this news bulletin.